This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
China has just filed a complaint against the United States with the World Trade Organization. It challenges U.S. tariffs on everything from steel to paper. And the move comes just as the Obama administration is expected to file a trade complaint against China, which it says is unfairly subsidizing exports of cars and car parts. President Obama is expected to announce that complaint at a campaign event today in Ohio. Our China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Ohio sells a lot of auto parts. The industry makes up more than 10% of all jobs in the state. But the number of auto parts jobs has been cut in half over the past decade. President Obama is pointing his finger at China. The country's given $1 billion in subsidies the past couple of years for the export of cars and car parts.
What's surprising is the timing. This has been happening now for many years. Why now? Why in Ohio?
Could it be politics? That's what Michael Dunn wonders. He's an expert on the auto industry in China. Dunn calls China's $1 billion of subsidies a drop in the ocean for the auto industry. He says there's no doubt auto parts workers are losing jobs to China, but
how many of these exports from China are actually U.S. companies based in China exporting back to the U.S.?
Dunn's sure there are some, but he says that's an issue President Obama may want to avoid on his trip through Ohio today. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.